A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with us on the line. Tony, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us again this week.
And good morning to you, Ger.
Okay, we're going to start with an issue here where a listener gets in touch about caring for in the home. My husband wants his widowed mother, who has dementia, to come and live with us. We have two children, a five-year-old and a one-year-old. My husband says that as I'm at home full-time anyway with the children, that I will be around to help care for his mum. We've argued because I said I cannot cope with both her and the children. What are your thoughts on my situation?
Well, that's a difficult situation because there's two very important sides to that story. There's the husband on the one hand who's worried about his ill and elderly mother, and there's the other side, the wife with two children, full-time job, absolutely full-time job. And so what has to happen here is the good old word communication. They're not able to touch base at the moment, and they need to talk this thing through. I think it's nearly impossible for, you know, a wife like that with two children to take care of somebody with dementia. I think it is asking a bit too much, because you know, somebody with dementia needs 24/7 watching.
Yeah, and depending on the level of it as well, Tony, it might not even be safe for what the husband is suggesting happens.
No, there are umpteen cases. I can remember one famous one in Australia where a woman with dementia got out of an enclosed home, actually, through a load of mistakes, and was found dead in the desert days and days later. She had, you know, dementia is basically a very serious mental situation. And now there are different levels of it, of course. But if it's anyway advanced at all, it needs proper attention by an institution with people who are trained to deal with it. And I think this, you know, I would definitely say to the wife here, who I think is writing, you know, this needs to be talked out. And I think you are completely correct in your take on it, because, as I say, depending on the level of how advanced the dementia is, that's a very, very 100% 24/7 job for several people.
Yeah. And also then you're talking about the care that's needed for a five-year-old and a one-year-old. Not easy at the best of times with children that age, that if you're caring for the other person, the older person, it may lead to problems there with lack of attention and lack of support that they need as they develop.
It could lead to marital breakdown and the whole family breaking up. I mean, that's, you know, if you look at where could this thing go, this could be very serious. And it needs to be taught out with professional help. They need to talk to their doctor. They need to talk to the HSE. They need to think this thing through very, very carefully.
Yeah, okay. All right, Tony, we have a query in here from a listener. It says, last summer, our holiday turned out to be a bit of a disaster. I knew my sister and her family were going on a camping trip, and I asked if we could join in, paying all own expenses, of course. My sister said yes, but did add in the proviso that at mealtimes, everyone would be expected to help out. As it happened, it ended up with my brother-in-law demanding that my teenage children help out with this and that. I'm a single mother now. I feel so bad. It was my son's holiday and they had to do a lot of work every evening. They complained and one of them said he'd never be doing this again. I heard my sister say, damn right. Should I take it up with them? It's left a bad taste in all of us.
I'd say re-establish where you stand in this. If you're with your children, you're doing them no favour, because I really think children who aren't used to a bit of hardship and a bit of hard work and, you know, the ins and outs of a family, that is not good for them. They'll grow up maybe selfish and what have you. Children do need to be used to doing a little bit of work and a little bit of hardship here and there. And if they're not used to that, that's no good. On the other side of it, you know, you're going on a holiday with somebody else and your children aren't helping, that's You know,
it depends. I suppose it depends, Tony, on the level of work that was required here. Were they doing everything, or were they just being expected to chip in? If they were, then I suppose, you know, it's camping as well. It's outdoors. Everyone is kind of, it's almost automatic. If you're camping, everyone helps, or should help anyway.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even when you're camping, your wash-up is no easy job.
No,
you might have to walk a half a mile to get the water and whatever. You know, it's but that's the fun of camping. And, you know, I remember when we had, our kids were young, we had several camping holidays, about a week. One was in Northern Ireland. We had several in Waterford area. And, you know, the kids really mucked in and, you know, they did a fairish job. But it's part of the deal.
It's part of the experience of it.
It is, yeah. It's part of learning for life as well. And if you protect the children from learning, you know, at an early age, they'll find it very difficult later on.
Yeah, that's part of the issue and part of the situation as well that you have to watch out for. Lister gets in touch in the first query, says, there's no way that lady could manage two children and a lady with dementia. That's two full-time jobs. A dementia patient needs full-time care on their own, and even with home help, etc., can be very difficult. I'm speaking from experience. And it's a fair point, Tony. Again, it does depend on the level of dementia. There are lesser levels of it, or where the person is, they may be fine with just a little bit of it, and different types of it, as we've talked about in the programme before. But if it is, you know, full-time care dementia we're talking about, that's a fair point.
Yeah, if she's well able and she's able to help and do a bit of cooking, a bit of cleaning, that sort of stuff, that's a different story. But, you know, dementia, unfortunately, tends to progress, and, you know, they have to talk it out very carefully.
Yeah, another listener says that lady would get carers at home to mind her mother-in-law. Also, she would get help as in home help from the Dementia Society and community people to do volunteering, as coming in, sitting with the patient for an hour or two, doing reading crosswords and other activities. Okay, that's a point, but that sounds like a lot of organising, Tony, as well. Is there a wider question, just going back to that query, of this is what the husband is saying, you need to do this while he's away for most of the day? A selfish kind of a thing.
Get the job and send him into the home and see how long he'd last.
Fine, you can do it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it needs, no, seriously though, that this needs to be thought out and talked out very, very carefully. And they need professional, you know, opinions there, not just their opinions.
Yeah, that's a fair point as well. And because if it happens and they're in there, all of a sudden you're in the middle of it. And if you're talking about organising that, getting help from Dementia Society and getting home help, you have to qualify for home helps. You have to, you know, the time of it. That's a job in itself to organise all of that. So not a simple solution.
Only for a couple of hours at a time. This is a 24/7 job.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody is liable to wander off at 3 o'clock in the morning and disappear and be found dead in a ditch somewhere, you know, it needs, as I say, a lot of thinking and a lot of talking.
A lot of watching. Okay. All right, Tony. Listen, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us on the programme this week. Again, that's Tony McGinley with us on the line for A Problem Shared. If you have a view or question or query for Tony, get them into us now on any of our numbers and we'll pass them on to him. If you have a more detailed one, you can always write to us. Radio Kerry, Main Street, Tralee, County Kerry. Just put it for the care of A Problem Shared or for the care of Kerry Today. And we will pass it on to Tony in the meantime for next Wednesday.